This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. Kicking off hour number two in studio. It's Daryl.
And Chris.
And you can call in to join us by dialing toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So we've spent most of the first hour talking about Elon Musk and Brett Kavanaugh. And coming up later, there's still a story about Facebook's two-factor authentication that apparently it's not actually for your safety. It's for selling you advertisement. But
Facebook.
Well, let's change gears here.
Let's talk weed, Daryl.
Let's talk about, you know, since Elon Musk wanted to buy shares at $420, and he actually explained how he came up with that number. He did a 20% markup over whatever the stock was at the time, and then he rounded to the nearest.
Came to like $419.
Yeah, it was $419, and then he added a dollar to just round up to the next, increment.
Right, and he said his girlfriend would think that's funny and stuff like that. Yeah. Oh, my God.
So speaking of the 420s.
420. You know, Daryl, how many states have legalized marijuana? I mean, even District of Columbia, we've got Colorado, Washington, we've got Vermont just did some stuff. It's not perfect.
Well,
Maine,
Vermont,
Massachusetts,
and D.C. have a very similar sort of thing to where neither place allows recreational sales.
Okay.
But most of the penalties for possession have gone away. So if they say that you've got an amount that we think you're going to distribute, then they'll still hit you with possession with intent to distribute.
More to the point, the feds could. At the state level, they could, too.
Right. In Vermont, if you've got, say, 5 pounds of marijuana, they are going to say you have the intent to distribute.
Right.
Same thing in D.C., and actually, I think in both places, it's something over 2 ounces.
God, and how many states have medical marijuana now available to patients?
On how you count.
Is it 20-some? 19, 20?
Depending on how you count, it's as high as 42.
Holy cow.
Because there are some states that they allow for what's called an affirmative defense.
Okay.
Of the reason I had this was for medical purposes, but they don't necessarily allow a doctor to prescribe cannabis.
Right.
Some states will only allow CBD. Others allow THC and CBD. So there are a variety of ways that you can count that gets the number anywhere from like 27 to 42.
For those of you who are not under the influence of reefer madness, THC and CBD are both different chemicals that are found in the marijuana plant.
Yes, the cannabis plant.
Cannabis, sir. Plant, yeah. So one would think, Daryl, then arrests. I mean, that's got to pretty much gone by the wayside. It's not too many circumstances where...
No, I remember not too long after the taxed and regulated cannabis went into effect in Colorado, reading a story that use in public citations had gone up.
Right.
Because it's, even though you can go buy it at what is essentially a corner store, depending on where you're at, like there are a lot of them on corners in Denver.
Right.
You can go purchase, but it is illegal to use in public. So what did Daryl do 2.5 years ago when he visited Denver?
And
he had a friend take him to one of these dispensaries.
You bought some, went to a Rockies game?
I did not go to a Rockies game.
Okay.
I did buy a cannabis-infused drink.
Ah.
And then
drank said...
As soon as I didn't drink the whole thing, but I did take a sip.
Right.
As soon as I stepped onto the public sidewalk, just because I knew that it was illegal to consume in public and I wanted to break a law.
You lawbreaker. Well, one would think that given this trend, and it's a trend across the whole United States pretty much, you would think that people aren't really getting arrested for what basically amounts to ingestion or possession of a plant or a weed, depending on how you look at it. But according to Reason, we still arrest absurd numbers of Americans just for possessing marijuana.
I saw a number, and I don't know if this was just possession or if this was possession with intent to distribute as well, but it was somewhere near 600,000 arrests.
We'll get to that. We still arrest absurd numbers of Americans just for possessing marijuana, even as legalization trends march on. For proof, look at the FBI's data on national crime trends for 2017, which the Bureau released today. Today being the date of this article, which was September 24th. Most of the media attention will be on whether violent crime is up or down. It's down, by the way. But there's another important story in those numbers. The number one reason that people get arrested is drugs. In 2017, there were 1.6 million arrests for, quote, drug abuse violations, unquote. That's more than were arrested for violent crimes, 518,000, or property crimes, 1.25 million. Drill down even further into the FBI stats, and we see how absurdly lopsided drug war enforcement is in the United States. Of those drug arrests, only 15% included charges of manufacturing and sales. Fully 85% of drug arrests were about simply having or using them.
Right, so I'm actually looking at the numbers here from the FBI.
Right.
From the UCR, which I don't see what UCR...
It's the Uniform Crime Reporting.
Got it. So, again, 85% of arrests were for possession of a substance. Not possession with the intent to distribute, but possession.
Simple possession.
And then they have it broken down between heroin or cocaine and their derivatives, cannabis, synthetic or other manufactured drugs, and then, quote, other dangerous non-narcotics. 4.8% were for some kind of synthetic drug.
Okay.
23.3% were, quote, other dangerous non-narcotics. 20%, or actually 20.6%, were for heroin, cocaine, and their derivatives, meaning that 36.7% of all arrests across the U.S. for possession of drugs were for cannabis.
Right.
And they further break this down by region. They have Northeast, Midwest, South, and West.
From
the states on the West,
right?
Those are the ones that all basically have recreational cannabis.
Right.
So only 13.6% of the possession arrest in the Western states were for cannabis. In the South, it was 44.9%. In the Midwest, it was 48%. And in the Northeast, it was 44%.
Wow. And that's crazy. And again, to go back just a step, the number of arrests, the number one arrest is for drugs. That exceeds the number of arrests for violent crimes, which to me is why you would want to have police if you do want to have police.
Right.
And secondly, for property crimes. When somebody steals or breaks something of yours, you want there to be someone to turn to.
Right.
And those are second and third to drugs, to putting something into your own body.
And let me do some quick math here. 1.6 million arrests for drug violations. And then when you add violent crime and property crime, that is 1.77 million. So almost as many people arrested for drugs as violent crime and property crime combined.
Right. Tom Angle notes in Forbes that the number of actual arrests have increased since 2016. That increase is due more to people being arrested for possession, not manufacturing or sales, for those crimes, though there was an 8% drop. So total number of arrests down, but percentage-wise, more people are being arrested just for possession.
Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. A little bit more from this article from Reason. What are your thoughts here? Should police wind up arresting people for possessing a plant that they smoke and it does stuff? 855-450-FREE.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Zencash is now Horizon. Horizon is a privacy platform built on zero-knowledge technology with a decentralized security. Your node architecture. The Horizon platform enables real-life uses beyond currency, including the ability to privately chat with other people. Soon, Horizon will enable you to publish information and go anywhere on the web, all with complete privacy. Horizon, bringing privacy to life. Learn more at horizon.global. HORIZEN.global.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. little bit more from the story from Reason about, yeah, surprising, and I say that with tongue firmly planted in cheek, people are still being arrested for possession of cannabis, even though there are some states that have said that you can possess it as long as you've jumped through certain hoops and hurdles to purchase it and you don't have too much of it. But hey, we're regulating it like wine, although nobody's ever been arrested that I'm aware of for having too many grapes.
They've been arrested for having too many wines, though, I guarantee you that.
For drinking them, but not possessing too many bottles. Unless they're driving through a dry county, in which case it's a completely different thing.
It could be that, or if you're transporting a sizable amount of wine from one state to another, then you get federal laws that kick in there,
too.
Yeah,
then there's some kind of cross-state thing, but nobody at the federal level has said that cannabis is regulated like wine. I'm talking about the lies that were told in Colorado and Washington, where they said, we're going to regulate it like wine. We just need to come up with all of these new regulations that don't currently exist for wine.
Right.
We'll jump back into this story in just a second, but one place that doesn't have legalized cannabis, but does have a Bitcoin conference coming up in just a few weeks. That's going to be Austin, Texas. The fourth annual Texas Bitcoin Conference is coming up October 27th and 28th, exactly 1 month from today, if you're listening at the time that I am speaking these words. The Texas Bitcoin Conference is always a great event for networking, innovation, and entertainment. This year, speakers include Paul Snow of Factum, Bruce Fenton of Ravencoin, Professor John M. Griffin, and more. Go to Bitcoin or TexasBitcoinConference.com. TexasBitcoinConference.com. Right now, get your tickets. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from the Texas Bitcoin Conference again. TexasBitcoinConference.com. Before we jump back into the story here from Reason about the cannabis arrests that continue, and again, just to throw one number out, drug abuse violations in 2017 accounted for 1.6 million arrests, whereas arrests for violent crime or property crime combined for 1.76 arrests. Meaning that almost as many people were arrested for victimless offenses as were arrested for violent offenses and property crimes. Let's go to Sarah calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, I wanted to bring up the Earth polarity change again tonight.
Okay.
Because I heard the listener from New Jersey, and he was quite shocked that Canada was going to melt and the Mississippi River is going to flow north northward, and it's going to be like 30 times wider. I think
you called in a few days ago about this claim, and I've heard some people over the last, probably 15 years talking about this theory that the poles are going to flip and then, rivers are going to stop flowing in riverbeds and start doing all of these things.
It happens, Daryl. It does happen. It happens frequently in geologic time. So if you would have been around just
like 11 million years ago or something.
No, you only have to go back 8,000. No, you only have to go back 800,000.
No, every 11,000, that's the correct.
Correct. What's your source?
11,000
source
years.
Is some guy on the radio said something.
Please
sometime.
Tell me who your source is, sir.
Okay, so the thing is, the reason I'm bringing it up, because George Noy, Coast to Coast, and Art Bell Show...
I understand. Is that your source?
That's correct. But here's the thing, is that the shows, they're on like 2 in the morning and 3 in the morning, and the only people that could listen to this is truck drivers that are driving all night long.
And no, those aren't the only people that can listen. When I worked an overnight shift as a security guard, I listened, and I was absolutely amused by the weird, crazy theories that I heard people talk about, but I didn't believe really any of them. I believe that people believe the theories that they talk about.
Yeah, I hear you. The scientists have identified somewhere around 183 different reversals in 83 million years.
All right.
So the latest one was the Brunnies-Matayama reversal, which occurred about 780,000 years ago.
So, Chris, since you know a thing or two about this, and Sarah, thank you for the call, what does this actually wind up meaning? Does this mean that the Mississippi River is going to no longer flow into the Gulf of Mexico? It's just going to, like, flow and take over all of Canada? And somehow all the ice at the North Pole melts, but the South Pole stays icy, because that's one of the claims that Sarah called in with a couple nights ago.
Well, the most striking thing you would find is if you were holding
a compass
in your hand and the poles reversed, then suddenly north would be south and south would be north. That would be one of the first indicators. And after that, you're going to have certainly effects on the biosphere. I mean, it's going to mess with birds' migrations and things like that, because they follow magnetic signals when they migrate from north to south and things like that.
GPS is not going to work right for a little bit of time.
Why would GPS not work right?
Because the G in GPS is geomagnetic polar something.
It's actually global, but it would be really interesting, and I don't know, and I don't want to downplay it, but I don't know if you can say that there's been, you know, like I said, something like 83 reversals over
100 reversals in 83 million years.
Yeah,
or something.
Some ballpark like that, and then say that we absolutely know this is going to occur within the next 6 months. It's the same.
Right. And like I said, I've heard this for at least 15 years.
Right.
It's the same thing as the economy's going to collapse in 6 months. The dollar's going to be absolutely worthless in 6 months. Stockpile all of, you know, your M&Ms, basically, your metals and your meals.
Right. But it's also the planet, the hidden planet Nibiru, which, you know, Coast to Coast AM loves to talk about the hidden mystery Earth's shadow planet that's always on the other side of the sun from us. It's going to creep up and smack us, or it's going to affect us.
The entryway thing in Antarctica that takes you down into the hollow Earth. And, like, there's all of these weird things that people talk about.
Dang.
It doesn't mean any of them are real, but even if they are real, what difference does it make? Am I still going to be able to wake up in the morning and do the things that I do?
I don't know. Do you traditionally wake up and look north?
No.
And say,
I don't know what direction I wake up. I never think about it.
Oh, God. 183 reversals over 83 million years, and the next one could happen someday. The next one will happen someday. We just don't know when.
Someday. It's not going to be today. Probably not going to be tomorrow either. This is Free Talk Live.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump said Thursday, after Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh finished his Capitol Hill testimony, that the Supreme Court nominee showed America exactly why he nominated him and urged the Senate to vote to confirm him. Now, regarding that hearing, things did get a bit testy at times.
Senator, I'll do whatever the committee wants. I wanted a hearing the day after the allegation came up. I wanted to be here that day. Instead, 10 days passed where all this nonsense is coming out. You know, that I'm in gangs, I'm on boats in Rhode Island, I'm in Colorado.
Democratic Senator Mazie Hirono apologized for sending a fundraising email off the Brett Kavanaugh sexual misconduct allegations. You're listening to USA Radio News. And the Dow was up 54 points today. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is how you can call in and join us. Or maybe you just want to, like, you know, sit where you are and watch us. Well, you can do that because we've got some webcams. You can find those over at twitch.lrn.fm. And it's not just Free Talk Live that gets put out on the Twitch. There are a couple other shows that originate from these studios. They get put out as well, twitch.lrn.fm. And we would like you to follow us and also subscribe, because following and subscribing on Twitch are different than subscribing on, say, YouTube. Where on YouTube, you subscribe and then you get notifications. That's what the follow is on Twitch. On Twitch, the subscribe means that we get a little bit of money. And if you're an Amazon Prime member, then it doesn't cost you anything extra if you're only subscribing to one channel per month. Twitch.lrn.fm. So, Chris, you and I have both done a little bit of digging on the reversing of the polarity, and I'm still wondering, like, why should I be concerned about this? Like, you know, is it going to really affect my day-to-day life? Are rivers just going to stop flowing in riverbeds and just wander wherever, you know, like, is gravity going to cease to exist and water just, like, you know, goes wherever it wants to go and starts flowing up mountains? Because that's kind of the claim from some people.
Oh, it's all kinds of things. And there'll be a million effects on the biosphere and go. We just don't know what's...
Yeah,
they know what's going to happen. They're trying to make money off of scaring us. But go ahead.
I found an article from Live Science. titled Why You Probably Should Not Worry About Earth's Magnetic Poles Flipping. It's from February of this year. And they do mention, and Chris, you mentioned this as well, that the magnetic pole does do, you know, kind of a wobble. And they say here, if the poles really do a switcheroo, Earthlings would notice, though scientists aren't worried about a planet-wide doomsday. Just before a reversal, the extreme weakening of our magnetic field, the shield that protects us from charged particles constantly blasting the atmosphere, could cause trouble. Live Science previously reported these charged solar particles could punch holes in the Earth's atmosphere akin to the ozone hole above Antarctica. Not heard that talked about in about 30 years. Whether those holes would have any true impact is debatable, according to scientists. The increased radiation, however, could mess with the navigation of satellites and aircrafts, as well as electrical power grids. Quote here from Phil Livermore and John Mound of the University of Leeds. They are both geophysicists. They say, were this to happen today, the increase in charged particles reaching the Earth would result in increased risk for satellites, aviation, and ground-based electrical infrastructure. And those alleged links between magnetic pole reversals and lights out for the Earth and all its creatures, well, those are more fantasy than reality. So, yeah, might be kind of off for a couple of days.
Right, but there's no... there's no money to be made, Daryl, in just saying this might happen in many thousands of years.
Right.
The hype is what sells sells books, it sells movies, it sells documentaries.
It's going to happen in 6 months. Here is how you protect yourself. Just give me a bunch of money and then...
and I'll tell you how to protect yourself.
Let's go to the phones. We've actually got someone calling in from prison in Michigan. We've got AJ on the line. AJ, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Good evening, Free Talk Live. This is AJ the Activist, representing Prisoners for Liberty. I'm looking at starting a website for Cody Wilson. People can get in touch with me by going to jpay.com and typing in 274-237-AJ-Rouse. And what I'd like to do is I'd like to let Cody Wilson know that there's many people on his side. I truly believe he's being targeted by the government. There's enough circumstantial evidence to prove that, and that he'll get railroaded if he relies on, I don't care if he uses top attorneys, because the problem with the attorneys are they have a bar license and they're committed to the court first. They're committed to the defendant second, and there's a good chance that no matter what happens, they're going to find him guilty, even if he's innocent. And as far as I'm concerned, he's innocent unless he's proven guilty.
Right.
But the bottom line is we need to do everything from jury nullification to setting up legal defense, and I can tell you right now, I just went through it with 5 attorneys, and I can tell you right now that these attorneys, I don't care if you hire the best attorneys, they're not going to represent you like you would represent yourself. And by the time you figure out the system, you're in prison for 3 or 4 years.
Right.
Because it takes hundreds of hours to figure out all this corruption that's going on. And it is true corruption. And like I said, I've already looked at the Texas laws on the situation, and age is no defense for sure. However, if they can prove that there was government intervention to trap him, then clearly that entrapment can be used as a defense, number one. Number two, there's a situation with unclean hands here. If the allegations are true and she was, you know, prostituting herself on a website. So the bottom line is that's what they consider unclean hands. But what I'd like to do is get other people involved so we can start researching the legal side of this so that we can find out what defenses he has, because basically the only way you can win like this is leaving no stone unturned, and that includes using jury nullification. And as far as I'm concerned, whatever county this is in, they need to start it today. They need to go to the supermarkets, they need to bus people in there, and they start explaining the process of the jury nullification. So that not only will they set him free, but they may set hundreds of other innocent people free as well.
Right.
Because right now the system is so corrupted, the prosecutor can put a person on there that's going to be the foreman, and they can indict a ham sandwich when they get a corrupt foreman on there. So the bottom line is people have to understand what's going on in the criminal justice system. And right now most people don't have any idea until they're involved in it, and then it's too late. No one wants to listen to them because they look like they just got their hand caught in the cookie jar.
Right. Yeah. And as you mentioned, you know, sometimes by the time you figure out the justice system, you're in prison for a couple of years, and then it's a lot harder to wind up, you know, representing yourself because you've only got limited access to the law library. You've got limited access to everything.
To anything. And one thing I do want to bring up, and you mentioned it, and I appreciate you mentioning it, is jury nullification. The sad thing is not a lot of people understand what that is. Jury nullification means if you're on a jury, traditionally you have had a right to judge not only whether or crime, whether the person was innocent or guilty, but also to judge the law itself and to judge
right.
whether or not there should even be, even in a preponderance of guilt. You know, let's say it's marijuana possession. You don't think that should be a crime. You can go on a jury and you can sit there and refuse to say, no, you can refuse to say, I'm not going to prosecute this kid over possession of pot.
Right.
And that's what jury nullification is. If you want some history on that, look back to the fugitive slave laws and things like that where people stood up and said, your law's bad, I'm not going to go along with it. Go ahead and continue with your thoughts.
And also, too, you can go to Prisoners for Liberty on Facebook, and you can like us there as well. And like I said, we're still looking for people to assist with that, setting up a website, because we really want to start a nationwide movement where prisoners across the United States start understanding the libertarian process so that we can get libertarians in office so that we can get rid of this corruption. It's probably going to take a 10 years to do this, but the bottom line is there's a lot of prisoners that know how corrupt the system is, and the bottom line is this is a time where they got plenty of time where they can start understanding this. So I hate politics more than anyone else. However, I have no choice because, like I said, I can't continue to come into this prison system because, like I said, it's so unjust that they're locking up thousands and thousands of innocent people every year.
Right.
Right now, it's averaging between 10 and 15 million people arrested in the United States, the land of the free, the land of liberty, right?
Right.
The bottom line is 2.2 million is the daily average, and right now we have 71 million people in the United States that have criminal records. That's
AJ, not sure if you've got more. Hold the line if you've got more. This is
hold.
Free Talk Live, 855-450 free.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable? Running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. We'll go back to the phones here in just a second, but first, I want to tell you about Freedoms Phoenix. It's a liberty-oriented news aggregation site with the newest, freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty. FreedomsPhoenix.com. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com, FreedomsPhoenix.com. Let's go back to the phones where we've got AJ the activist calling in from prison in Michigan. You were telling us about a project that you're working on trying to help Cody Wilson down in Texas. So continue with your thoughts.
Basically, what I want to do is I want to let him know that there's other people on his side. I truly believe in many others that he was targeted by the government and that we can make a difference. United we stand, divided we fall. So it's important that he knows what, because I know what he's going through. I've been there, done that. And the key is, the bottom line is, he needs to know there's a lot of support out there and that we can look at different angles, the legal angles. We can look at the jury nullification. We can look at getting support letters. There's a lot of things that we can do, and finding the right attorneys for each argument that he raises, because you have to have a special attorney for each argument that you raise, somebody that specializes in a particular area, possibly even the constitutionality of the statute itself. And, right. And similar to Cody, check that, Ross Ulbricht, I looked at his case. There's 9 published cases on him. And I'd also like to do the same thing, setting up a website for him. I know he's already got one, but the bottom line is he does have another remedy. First off, we need somebody to personally go to the White House to explain his situation with Donald Trump.
Right, and his mom is working on that right now.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I spoke with Lynn a couple of weeks ago, and she's already been talking with some politicians in Washington, D.C., trying to get somebody that has a path to Donald Trump's ear, if you will.
Yes, extremely important, because the key is he's got two possibilities of getting out. That's one way. The other thing is he's got a one-year deadline starting in June the 29th in 2018 when the United States Supreme Court denied cert for his case.
You have 1 minute remaining.
So basically he's under that one-year window already under the Anti-Terrorist Effective Death Penalty Act. It was signed by President Clinton in 1996. So it's important that he realize that he has a strong ineffective assistance of counsel because they truly failed to let the court know that they had an expert witness, and that was one of the reasons that hindered his case. And on top of that, his attorney never filed, as far as I can see in the court documents, what's called a motion in limine, which would have limited them from bringing a lot of that information in. So these are some strong arguments that we have to look at. And, again, he's less than a one-year window on that. So it's important that we understand he has two ways of getting out. The strongest way right now is getting the President Trump to pardon him. And we need to look at a spokesperson to get in front of the President and explain why he should.
Yeah. And like I said, his mother has been working on that. AJ, thank you for the call. Your time
thank
is
you.
About to expire on this.
Yes, sir.
The little lady from the telephone thing popped up.
Yeah, we heard that.
Saying, you know, time is almost out.
Well,
like I said, I spoke with Lynn Ulbricht, that's Ross's mother, just a few weeks ago, and she's working on getting somebody in D.C. that can talk to Donald Trump. And I realize that, you know, it sounds rather strange, but there was the lady, and I forget her name off the top of my head, but Kim Kardashian found out about this woman.
Right.
And she had a connection to Donald Trump, and she went and she talked to Donald Trump and was like, hey, Donald.
That's the thing.
Here's this person.
So I've come to the conclusion you cannot get to Donald Trump through normal channels.
Correct.
That it takes celebrity and it takes some promise of some good press.
Right.
So perhaps that can happen. I will say that this country will experience a heightened awareness of incarceration and the court system because we're going to see season two of Making a Murderer come out here very shortly on, I think it's October 19th is going to be the release date on Netflix. And I don't want to belittle this. What I'm going to say is that people will, if you're interested in getting a glimpse inside how people that have been accused and arrested, whether that's falsely or for all the right reasons, I'll leave that up to you to decide, what it's like trying to fight through the courts.
Right.
And it's a nightmare. I highly recommend this
series. October 19th?
October 19th will be season
Netflix,
two.
I think, made a an unwise decision on having it come out on the 19th. They should have done October 2nd, because October 2nd is wrongful conviction day.
That would have been perfect, but they didn't.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. So, again, Ed, did you watch the first season of that?
I did not, but I've heard the story, and I listened to a lot of the Wrongful Conviction podcast with Jason Flom, where he's had a lot of clients from the Innocence Project on his show.
Right.
And just hearing, heartbreaking story after heartbreaking story. And a lot of these, it relies on faulty witnesses, faulty identification, police that they start with a suspect and then try to make the evidence point towards that suspect instead of looking at the evidence and seeing what the evidence points to.
Yeah, and everybody has their own incentives. Police and prosecutors are incentivized to make fast convictions.
Right. Of the first 100 people that the Innocence Project was able to exonerate using DNA evidence.
Right.
75 were convicted based on false confessions.
Yeah. It's interesting.
False witness identification. There was also a large number that there were false confessions.
Right.
Because people are, led down this road of, hey, if you just give me the info that I'm looking for, you get to go home.
Right.
And that's
legal, Daryl.
Think about the perverse criminal justice system that we have to where if you say, I did the thing, you go home, but if you say, I did not do the thing, there's evidence that I did not do the thing, you go to prison.
Yeah.
For 5, 10, 20, 30 years or more.
One of the things that's always amazed me. Excuse me, a little frog in my throat. I'm a little congested Froggy. Today. But, you know, when the police say, you know, if you just give us this much, you just tell us this, then we can set you free.
Yeah.
They can lie. They absolutely can lie. The Supreme Court right. has upheld the power, because it's not a right, it's a power of the police to lie to you
right.
to elicit a confession.
They can say,
or to get a conviction.
They can say, we've got your buddy
right
in the next room.
And he's singing
and
like
he,
a bird.
He just threw you under the bus.
Yeah,
I just need you to tell me if what he said is true. And then you start talking.
Right.
Your buddy might not have ever even been down to the police station.
You know that whole Miranda but thing where you have the right to remain silent?
And
use that right to remain
they're
silent.
They're going to lead you where they want you to go.
Yeah. And don't think that people don't... People fall for it, number one.
Right.
And don't think that occasionally, very occasionally, thanks to hard work of people like the Innocence Project, that these things get brought to light. They get shown that the prosecutor, that the police, they all lied, and or that, you know, they were just more focused on getting the quick conviction, and they
right.
didn't put in the real police work to find out who really did it. And what upsets me most about those, especially in cases of murder, okay, you've got the wrong guy in prison, which
right.
means that there's still somebody
there's
out there.
There's still a murderer running around loose.
Some person who is capable of taking another life is running around for 10, 20 years. That should bother everyone.
Yeah. And since we're talking about the Innocence Project, I'll talk about what I'm doing in less than 6 weeks now. And that's heading down to New York City for the New York City Marathon to run in the marathon as a member of Team Innocence Project. So far in 2018, they've had 9 clients walk free. These are people that were innocent, who served a combined 200 years in prison for crimes they did not commit. Again, October 2nd is International Wrongful Conviction Day. It's an opportunity to draw attention to the countless innocent men and women who remain behind bars and the need to reform the broken criminal justice system to prevent future wrongful convictions. At any given time, the Innocence Project has 200 clients who need your help. You can help by going to run.freetalklive.com. I've already raised $4,500. I want to raise $5,000. Head over to run.freetalklive.com. There's more coming up in hour number 3, plus your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.